is this Liberty Works Network News, and I'm Mark Allen. The U.S. Justice Department says it's opening a criminal investigation into allegations White House officials withheld email messages that could shed light on a range of controversies that have plagued the Clinton administration. The Los Angeles Times says the development coming days after the White House put the so-called Filegate investigation behind it. The development could give Texas Governor George W. Bush new ammunition in an effort to depict Vice President Al Gore
ready to go,
as part of a scandal-ridden and unethical administration. Representative Dan Burton chairs the Government Reform Committee.
The White House Counsel's Office has known since sometime in 1998 that they were not in compliance with subpoenas from us, the Justice Department, and the independent counsels.
A White House lawyer said in written testimony that because of widespread computer problems, Gore's office failed to furnish thousands of email messages in response to subpoenas that might have shed light on 1996 fundraising efforts. Mark Lindsay is the director of the White House Office of Management and Administration.
I can state to you quite emphatically and quite clearly, it's not something that I did, it's not something that I would condone, and it's not something that I would ever permit to happen.
Justice Department officials are saying their campaign finance task force, the same group that looked into allegations of campaign fundraising abuses by the 1996 Clinton-Gore campaign, will look into the new controversy. A former KGB veteran who spent decades spying on the West has launched a blistering attack on his former colleague, Vladimir Putin. He described the man who expects to become Russia's president as prone to riding roughshod over the law and accused him of running a corrupt and criminalized Russia. More news after this.
Marion Ross with an important message about memory loss.
Playing the role of a person with Alzheimer's made me realize how little we know about memory loss. If you're having memory problems, you may be able to help us by taking part in a memory impairment investigational study, looking at ways to delay the onset or slow the progression of Alzheimer's.
For more information, call 1-888-455-0655 or visit our website at www.memorystudy.org.
Once upon a time, in a country far, far away, honesty and integrity were held in high esteem.
Today, hardly a week goes by without another revelation that some political hack has abused his or her office and committed some atrocity.
But now there's Liberty Works Radio Network.
Talk radio that remembers the principles and concepts that made this country the greatest nation on earth.
Using the freedom of speech to echo the sentiments of the common man.
No man can fail too much or fall too far should he fail or fall in defending the Constitution.
Brutally honest, legally accurate, and absolutely guaranteed to be politically incorrect.
Where your opinion won't be censored and the issues are objectively reviewed.
Join Liberty Works in uncovering the cover-ups and go beyond the status quo.
You're listening to Liberty Works Radio Network. News, information, and entertainment 24 hours, 7 days a week.
Oh yeah, you also get news every 30 minutes and the latest from the internet without having to log on.
In other news, a 12-year-old boy who forced his elementary school class and teacher to lie on the floor is remaining in police custody in Ohio. The boy, who said he wanted to be with his mother in jail, on Thursday pulled out a loaded 9mm semi-automatic handgun and told 25 sixth-grade classmates and teacher at McKinley Elementary School in Lisbon, Ohio, to get down on the floor. He held them there for about 5 minutes until a teacher took the gun. Linda Robb said she knew the boy and felt she could talk to him.
You know that I love you and I care about what's going on and you don't really want to hurt anyone. Would you like to talk with me in the hallway for a few minutes? Mm-hmm. And he just calmly got up and walked over, and I didn't know at that point what he was going to do. But luckily he just stood there and I took the gun from him.
Rob said she put her arms around the boy and walked him away from the area. She said the only time she was afraid was when he began walking toward her. She added, I felt in my heart he would respond to me. An international internet sweep led by the Federal Trade Commission has identified 1,600 sites suspected of operating phony get-rich-quick schemes. The sweep involved 150 agencies in 28 countries. UPI reports it's believed to be the largest international law enforcement project to fight fraud on the internet. The operation, conducted earlier this month, was called getrichquick.com. FTC spokeswoman Claudia Born Farrell said sites originated around the globe. She said, "My list starts with Australia and Austria and ends with Uruguay." The FTC believes it's turning the tables on suspected scam artists. Aiding the operation by surfing the net brought such diverse organizations as the Hong Kong Consumer Council and the University of Texas Law School. That's the news on the Liberty Works Radio Network.
I don't get it.
What?
How'd you find the time to read all those books?
I listen to books, audiobooks, while I'm in my car, working out, even walking. My audiobooks go where I go.
Smart.
Not half as smart as Audiobook Club.
Join Audiobook Club now and get any four best-selling audiobooks for just 99 cents. Thousands of best-selling authors to choose from, like John Grisham, Danielle Steele, John Gray, Stephen Covey, and more. There's something for everyone.
30?
Call 800-311-2005 now.
Discounts up to 70% off publishers' prices. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Get four audiobooks for 99 cents, plus shipping and handling. All major credit cards accepted. All we ask is that you buy four more in two 15? Years at regular club prices.
That's up to $120 in audiobooks for just 99 cents.
And that's not smart, it's brilliant.
Call 800-311-2005. That's 800-311-2005. Call now.
From Montreal, Canada, it's the Travel World Radio Show.
All aboard!
Yeah! Travel World. Liberty Works Radio Network.
The number you have reached, 911, has been changed to a non-published number.
Oh, push that button.
The crazy boys are back.
But that's how it goes.
Willem Back is Stephen Pickford in studio. We're back in town, and after Steve just came back from West Palm Beach, we're here with Art Moskovic.
Yes, I was down in West Palm Beach last week with our chief correspondent, Vic Phillips, and he joins us on the line now. We had a nice couple of days down there, taking in Expo spring training, amongst
Lucky
other
guy.
Things,
jeez,
and touring the area. Good morning, Vic.
Good morning, Stephen. Good morning, Willem. Yep, I'm recuperating from that trip because not only did I exercise a lot in various swimming pools, because that whole area is loaded with pools, I drank a lot of vodka martinis because we had gourmet dinners everywhere we went, and I like to precede a gourmet dinner with my vodka martinis and some good Merlot wine, which I experienced down there.
There's some great places to eat in Palm Beach County. You think of Florida, and you go down and you think fast food restaurants, fast food row, but you can have a fine dining experience in Palm Beach County that parallels anywhere in America.
Yep, and I think one of the finest restaurants we experienced while there was at the Four Seasons in Palm Beach. Now, you'll recall that dinner, won't you, Stephen?
Oh, yes, for a long time.
Now, that's where the movie stars go, and that's where the very, very wealthy go. You and I don't fit into either category, but we were invited there as guests of the Four Seasons. And I still remember I had the chef's special, braised ribs. Now, that doesn't sound exciting. That's the kind of thing mom can make at home, braised ribs. But what that chef does, he only uses the meat close to the bone, and the rest, I guess, he tosses out to the dogs. And I had my main lobster for the appetizer and a souffle for dessert. You know, I've never had a souffle. I've always stayed away from them, but I had a souffle for dessert. And the bill for me alone, I'm sure, was in the $100 range. But you don't think of money when you eat in Palm Beach. Though I guess what we were told, Stephen, the wealthy think of it all the time. As one lady sitting near us said, you can't be too thin or too rich.
No, that's certainly true. The restaurant at the Four Seasons is South Florida's only AAA Five Diamond Award winner. It's a distinction only 30 other restaurants in the U.S. and one other in Florida share. And Chef Hubert Desmarais, he's from North Carolina, and you wouldn't think culinary traditions from North Carolina, but he's brought a long career to the Palm Beach Four Seasons, worked at a number of hotels across the United States. Some of his other specialties I tried was the grilled guava glazed okeechobee frog legs. and with okra and crunchy Vidalia onion rings, and the seared yellowtail snapper with watermelon and thyme and tangelo sauce. So it's a fine dining tradition at the restaurant at the Four Seasons Palm Beach. And they have as well seminars where Chef Hubert shares tips with kitchen novices and aspiring chefs during his Perfect Seasonings cooking seminars. Take place every week, $40, includes lunch in their Ocean Bistro restaurant. And if you're lucky, Chef Hubert will also take you on a tour of his on-site herb garden.
Yep, and Chef Hubert teaches the finest chefs in the world. I know he's taught in New York, he's traveled to Europe, Paris, Canada. He's been everywhere, and he teaches other chefs, and truly is fantastic. You know, we are a couple of chubby guys who like our food. We're about the same height, Stephen, 5'8", and we're both about 195 pounds. And boy, when they see us little butterballs coming in, they know that we're going to appreciate the food.
Well, we certainly do. Dining is one of those travel experiences that really can make or break a holiday. And we also visited the Chesterfield Hotel, their Leopard Lounge and Supper Club. That's downtown on Palm Beach Island, the Coconut Way, just off of Worth Avenue. It's an elegant European-style boutique hotel, and their Supper Club resembles the supper clubs of the 60s and 70s when the supper club tradition was alive and well in South Florida.
Oh, yeah, talk about posh. Oi, polloi. Oh, it was fantastic. And I had crab cakes as the appetizer there, and I loved that. That's something I always order when I'm in an ocean city. As you know, I'm in Toronto, even though the show is based out of Montreal. And so the seafood here has to be flown in from the East Coast all the time. So when I'm down Florida way or anywhere in the coastal cities, I always have crab, oysters, that sort of thing. And I stuck with seafood and had my favorite ocean fish as the main entree, sea bass. Mm. And it was cooked to perfection. And that's what I had a few weeks ago in Phoenix, too. Now, I just love that sea bass. And, of course, beforehand, I downed a couple of vodka martinis, had some Merlot wine with dinner. Afterwards, knocked back a couple of Kahluas. If you're gonna be visiting these areas, you have to sort of pretend you're wealthy, or else blow the bundle and enjoy yourself. So the service, of course, was impeccable at the Chesterfield. Now, Stephen, do you remember there was a Greek wedding reception going on just a few tables away?
Did you crash that Greek reception, Vic?
No. You know, and if it was Montreal, Toronto, New York, Boston, you might have. But there were 60 or 70 people there, and because it was Palm Beach, these were people who had money. And can you imagine, 60, 70 people, only in Palm Beach would they be so quiet. They whispered. They dined quietly.
You're kidding.
And they didn't disturb the class of the place. And whenever someone said something funny, they just sort of tittered. And that's Palm Beach. I'm sure in their homes they really cut loose, or maybe in the beaches.
Or in Montreal.
There's a big difference between the people who live in Palm Beach. And by the way, what's interesting about that area, they don't live there year-round. There's a movable group, sort of like Hemingway when he wrote the book The Movable Feast. What it is, there are maybe 5,000 families, as it was explained to me, the wealthy from Boston, New York, Chicago, and they own property in Palm Beach. And they'll spend the winters, January, February, March, in Palm Beach. Then when the weather gets a little too warm for them, They move back to their homes in Manhattan, to their mansions. And then when the weather gets too warm in New York, they look for the breezes of the Mediterranean, so they move to their homes in Europe. So they have usually three or four locations, and they all know each other. They have coming out parties for the women in the family. They all go to the same schools, and this is the moneyed wealth of America. And of course, the Kennedy clan, President Kennedy, when he was alive in the late 50s, still a senator, early 60s as president, he had his clan down there, and they often wandered around. And you know, you can spot the wealthy. They don't have any class when they're walking down the street, which is kind of like, I'm generalizing.
Vic, we got a break right now, so stay tuned.
Stay listening to Travel World.
Liberty Works.
Across America via satellite.
Travel World will continue. Stay listening.
Travel World Radio Show.
If you sleep long,
You'll be more rested, right? No. And a hard mattress is better for a bad back. Wrong. Have you been losing sleep, believing these sleep myths? Do you want to find out the real facts about getting a good night's sleep guaranteed? Call the sleep specialist at Tempur-Pedic at 1-800-931-9977. You'll get a free Better Sleep video plus a free sample of the incredible material inside the Tempur-Pedic Swedish mattress. This body contouring bed reduces the pressure points that can make you toss and turn. You'll sleep more soundly, wake up more energized. Even if you experience back or neck problems, the Tempur-Pedic bed could offer unprecedented relief. That's why over 25,000 doctors and sleep clinics recommend it. See for yourself. Call now for your free Better Sleep video and sample of the Tempur material at 1-800-931-9977. So don't rely on sleep myths. Get a great night's sleep guaranteed. Call Tempur-Pedic now, 1-800-931-9977.
Do you want to get the best price on your prescription drugs? If you don't have a prescription plan or you're on Medicare, then listen to this. With the People's Prescription Plan, you get the lowest prices on your prescriptions, on the spot, at tens of thousands of locations nationwide. Members have already saved over $80 million simply by showing their membership card. For just $7.95 a month, you can use your card for everyone in your household. There are no claim forms. Plus, your entire family can also save up to 50% on prescription eyewear. Call 1-800-854-4800 and have your credit card ready. That's 1-800-854-4800. You get full family coverage, unlimited savings, and a money-back guarantee, all for just $7.95 a month. Call 1-800-854-4800 and get the lowest price on your prescriptions. That's 1-800-854-4800. This offer is brought to you by People's Benefit Services. It's available in most states. Your actual savings may vary.
The truth behind the income tax video was produced so you can finally understand how the American people have been hoodwinked into believing they are required to use a Social Security number to participate in government entitlement programs and to pay employment taxes. This must-see video is required viewing for those who are tired of big government draining the financial resources from the marketplace and from the family's pocketbook, forcing both husband and wife to work in order to earn a living, often at more than one job each, just so the family can exist, causing terrible stress on everyone. This eye-opening two-hour videotape can be purchased for only $24 post-paid. Make your check or money order payable to Liberty Works Radio Network and mail it to The Truth Behind the Income Tax, 12 Carroll Street, Westminster, Maryland, 21157. Act now and learn the lawful way to stop the erosion of your family's financial resources. That's The Truth Behind the Income Tax, 12 Carroll Street, Westminster, Maryland, 21157. Only $24 post-paid.
The iWave is here.
Welcome to CommandCast.
Revolutionizing audio on the World Wide Web. CommandCast.
Breakthrough sound quality.
Best digital audio available.
Unbeaten delivery speed.
Audio within 4 seconds of request.
Welcome to the iWave.
Welcome to CommandCast.
Call 410-857-5600. 410-857-5600.
CommandCast.
At the forefront of change.
30.
Denzel Washington for the Boys and Girls Clubs.
In my hand, I'm holding a 2-inch by 3-inch piece of paper that has kept millions of young people off drugs, out of gangs, and in school. It's a membership card from the Boys and Girls Clubs. Every 15. Day, another 300 kids will join clubs all across the country. That's 300 kids who will be picking up a membership card instead of a gun or a needle or a knife. You can help. Support the Boys and Girls Clubs, the positive place for kids.
To learn more, call 1-800-854-CLUB.
Ooh, swanky places like the movie Xanadu, these great big places that they were building. And Vic is telling us all about these swanky places in West Palm Beach where they ate and they slept and they drank.
All
and
had a good time. Great times coming to you across America this morning on Travel World on the Liberty Works
back Radio
Steve Network.
Studio.
And Vic Phillips on the line, our chief correspondent, continuing our discussion of Palm Beach County. We
now,
also,
David, you recall, you know, like I've never seen so many silver cloud Rolls Royces as I saw down
telling
there.
Me.
And the kids drive Jaguars. I mean, it's totally another dimension, another world. And I recall one scene. Stephen and I were standing on Worth Avenue in Palm Beach, one of the wealthiest streets in the world, where they have, you know, the stores are Armani and that type of thing, and Gucci, and the people wear T-shirts by Versace. And so the money's all there, but they don't advertise. You'll never see a sale sign in the window 50% off. It's not for the ordinary people, but it's a sight you have to see. Great people watching. But I remember when this Rolls Royce drove up to a store, and out pops the chauffeur, and then out pops the fella who is obviously maybe carrying a gun under his shirt, and then a little boy, about 6 or 7 year old, hops out, and he's the one that they were looking after, and he ran by himself into a toy store while the others stood outside. And that's the life they lead.
Did he buy Richard Pryor?
Nothing like that.
But there's also some great restaurants that you wouldn't necessarily think of. We were at the Holiday Inn Gulfstream, the old historic Gulfstream Hotel in Lake Worth, which is a national historic landmark overlooking the Intracoastal Waterway. They have their Daniel's Lake Avenue Grill, and this is not traditional Holiday Inn food.
No, and it's the finest meal I've ever had at any Holiday Inn. In fact, I keep track of all the places we've eaten at, and I rate that meal at the Holiday Inn in the top 10, and probably 10th best I've ever had. And again, I began with vodka martinis, followed by crab cakes, and on the menu billed as Maryland lump crab and rock shrimp cake. Sounds fancy, and it was. Now, my entree was superb, grilled New York strip steak. Mm. And it was a 10-ounce steak topped with onion and mushrooms. It's the best steak I've had anywhere. And for dessert, a sorbet. Oh, it was tremendous.
Oh, it was great. Great crab cakes. I had the marinated filet mignon served with a three-onion quesadilla, shiitake mushrooms, three-pepper roasted shallot butter. It was excellent.
You brought the menu.
And just to whet our appetite, and for dessert, because I was on a diet, I had the... Yes, I didn't have a chocolate cake.
That means
kind of a diet.
Yeah, eat as much as I can. root beer float, and I hadn't had one of those in years. Root beer float is on the menu as a dessert specialty at Daniel's Lake Avenue Grill, Holiday Inn Gulfstream, overlooking the Intracoastal Waterway. And it's a quarter mile walk just down the street from the little downtown area of Lake Worth, and not too far from the studios of WPBR 1340.
And you heard our show. You told us last week you were driving down
hear,
the highway.
We could hear the show down in Florida.
Nothing like good old Liberty Works, eh?
Yeah, across America.
Via satellite.
Stephen, don't forget the breakfast we had at the Conroy Hotel.
Yes, we were down at the Colony, and that is owned by Robert Wettenhall, who owns the Montreal Alouettes football team of the Canadian Football League. And you can sit outside by the swimming pool, and the sun is rising over the Atlantic, and a nice little breakfast spot hidden in a little gem of a boutique hotel. There's our boutique properties that capture the essence of the Palm Beaches. But you don't have to spend a lot of money when you're down in Palm Beach County, especially in the off-season, because as we mentioned, many of the people go home. It's a seasonal destination. So as of the end of April, beginning of May, the Palm Beach Convention and Visitors Bureau has a program called Affordable Palm Beach County, where they have a booklet of coupons that give you $500 worth of Palm Beaches free, where you buy one, get a second free, or 50% off different
$500 off a haircut?
different restaurants. Different boutiques, and many hotels participate in the 7th Night Free Hotel Program.
It's an expensive haircut joke, Art.
Yes, and you didn't even have to go to Lavelle for it.
That's right.
7th Night Free.
Now where am I going to get my haircut?
Yeah, you're going to have to look around. 7th Night Free at many hotels. Pay for 6 nights and get the 7th free, 1/7 off the already low off-season rates in Palm Beach County this spring and summer season.
At least you didn't read it the way the other press release read, where Neiman Marcus was going to be displaying women's dresses half off.
Yeah, and you were lined up to get in the door.
Of course.
Because you read it the wrong way.
No, I actually demanded that
they live up to their promised advertisements. Now, yeah. Vic, when we were down there, we didn't just go to the beach or hang around the pool or go to spring training. You sometimes think, well, what are we going to do when it's maybe a bad weather day, overcast or what have you? There are some great museums in Palm Beach County as well.
My favorite was the International Museum of Cartoon Art. That's at Meisner Park in Boca Raton. And I'm of that age. I still remember Maggie and Jigs and Blondie and Dagwood. And so I go back a long ways because I'm an old guy. But I'm in my day, in the 40s and 50s and 60s, cartoons were fun. We could hardly wait to get up in the morning. We'd read our news, and then we'd get our laugh of the day with a cartoon. I don't think that still goes on. So we went to the Cartoon Museum, and there they have a big display, 50 years of Peanuts, the art of Charles Schulz, who recently died.
Oh, yes.
And Peanuts and the Gang displayed all over the place. And then in this, they have the Hall of Fame, the Cartoon Hall of Fame, and the people who put together Mandrick the Magician and Maggie and Jiggs and Blondie and Dagwood and Pogo and Donald Duck and all. I mean, they were all there on display. You enjoyed that one too, didn't you?
Oh, yes. So it's very interesting. It's an historical retrospective of the development of cartoon art over the past 100 years. Everything political and editorial cartoons, some international cartoon art, gag and magazine cartoons. It gives a good overview of the whole genre of cartoons that has developed.
The museum actually puts on a school. They have a summer cartoon camp, and where people send their children to learn how to draw cartoons. And not necessarily children, adults attend these classes too, and they become the modern cartoonists of today.
It's very interactive in that respect. Another museum, the Norton Museum of Art, where also goes in for education of children and lectures and various displays throughout the season.
Oh, now I found that one truly fascinating. They have a permanent collection of European, American, Chinese, and contemporary art there. And they have works by Monet, Picasso, Gauguin, Davis, O'Keeffe. They're all there. Now, that museum is fortunate because the wealthy who live in that area during the winter months want to have a good museum. So they give, they donate their works of art, which they have in their mansions in New York and other places, they'll donate it to that museum. So this museum is picking up works of art at no cost or minimal cost, whereas other museums in the United States would have a tough time getting some of those works.
It's always good when you have community involvement. It becomes part of the area, and local people as well as visitors make it part of their own. Number of exhibits coming up, traveling exhibits. Right now they have the Arrested Image 19th Century Photography, which runs through the 2nd of April. Then they go on to A Shimmering Madness and Other Phenomena, Sandy Skoglund, and then Shooting Legends Hollywood Photographs. So it's something that if you go once at a particular time of the year, and then you go 6 months later or 12 months later, there will be something in addition to that permanent collection. It's not a static exhibit. There is always some traveling exhibit, many times only seen in Palm Beach or one or two other U.S. cities.
Did you go back to the Flagler Museum? Remember we were there last year, Stephen?
Yeah,
Flagler,
we went,
the railroad baron.
Yeah, Henry Flagler, who opened up tourism to Florida, right down the coast of the Florida East Coast Railroad, down through Jacksonville, St. Augustine. Didn't go on this trip, but they have announced a number of restoration projects currently underway to celebrate its centennial. It was built in 1902, so in 2002 it'll be 100 years old, so it'll be Palm Beach's centennial mansion. And 2-year series of capital projects to update, modernize the welcoming areas and just keep it from its deterioration. You don't want to tear it down. It's not a modernization project in that we're going to tear it down and build something new on the site. It is something to preserve and protect and make it accessible to visitors.
We got a minute to go before the break. Steve, Vic, any final words before we take the break and pick up Denny Heron on the flip side?
One final word. One of the things I enjoyed most, we're talking about gourmet food, but we went to the spring training game, saw the Expos and the Marlins, and the Expos and the St. Louis Cardinals, and one of the finest bits of food I had was a ballpark frank. You can't beat that for $3 at the Dean Park, where the Expos and the Cardinals have their spring training headquarters. And so, you know, you come right down to it, nothing like a hot dog outside.
No, it was great just to sit outside. Spring was finally here, and looking outside, we're in the northeast this morning, and I think we've broken the back of winter. We're officially spring, and the days of spring and summer are upon us.
Join us on the flip side. Join us on the flip side for Travel World with Denny Heron coming to his live.
You guys are bad.
Travel World will continue.
Travel World Radio Show.
Travel World.
This is Liberty Works Network News, and I'm Mark Allen. Israeli Prime Minister Ehud Barak says it is impossible to tell whether a U.S.-Syrian summit will lead to a renewal of Israeli-Syrian peace talks. Barak, answering reporters' questions after meeting with Pope John Paul II in Galilee, said the resumption of the talks will occur.
Denny didn't call.
He didn't call. So keep Vic on the line, and if Denny calls,
understand each other's needs.
Okay. So when if Denny does call, let us know,
Miami
and then we'll switch to him.
To keep Cuban castaway Elian Gonzalez in the United States, have proposed a panel of arbitrators should decide whether the boy should have a political asylum hearing. The relatives were replying to an ultimatum from U.S. immigration authorities that they should file a speedy appeal to a court decision that the six-year-old should return to his father in Cuba or risk having the child taken away from them. A 12-year-old Ohio boy who forced his elementary school class and teacher to the floor at gunpoint will remain in police custody over the weekend. That's according to a spokesman for Columbiana County Juvenile Court. The court decided at a detention hearing to keep the youth in custody until his arraignment on Monday. EU leaders are vowing to keep sanctions on Serbia. European Union leaders have pledged on the first anniversary of NATO's air war to keep selective sanctions on Serbia as long as President Slobodan Milosevic stays in power. At a two-day summit, European Union heads of state and government agreed to give EU Security Chief Javier Solana a stronger role in coordinating international aid for Kosovo and the rest of the Balkans. That's the news on the Liberty Works Radio Network.
If you're overweight, the Catabolic Diet is the most effective, unbelievable program ever created based on over 100 foods that remove calories from your body. Did you know that every food that enters your body requires various body organs such as liver, spleen, stomach, digestive juices to complete digestion? For example, an ordinary piece of cake that has 300 calories may require 25 calories to complete digestion, but a catabolic food that contains 50 calories may require 100 calories to complete digestion, actually removing fat from your body. Diets based on catabolic foods result in staggering weight losses. According to the doctor that created the program, the diet works three times faster than starvation. One lady written up in the Journal of Medicine actually lost 256 pounds in a matter of months.
To order the catabolic diet for only $19.95, call 1-800-531-7792 to finally lose those unwanted pounds. Call 1-800-531-7792.
This traffic's backed up almost a mile.
Yeah, probably just gawkers looking at an accident. Whew, some people.
Well, if there was an accident, I hope they call the police, especially if there's an injury. You know, a police report verifies the accident if damage is discovered later.
I know.
And I hope they contacted their insurance company as soon as possible. You know, some policies require notice within 24 hours.
I know.
They should find a reputable repair facility to find out how much damage was done to their vehicle
30.
And how long it'll take to fix. And you know, they should make sure their car drives the same after the accident.
I know. Oh, look, see, it's just an accident. You know, we wouldn't have so many accidents if people would just pay attention to this.
15.
I know.
Know what to do if you're in an accident. Look for an iCar Gold Class Professional business. This message brought to you by the iCar Gold Class Professionals program in this station.
Strains of Acapulco Heat with Stephen Pickford. Welcome back. So welcome back to Travel World. Following our second break, we've still got Vic Phillips on the line. We'll talk a little bit further about West Palm Beach. We're supposed to have Denny Heron, former goaltender for the Montreal Canadiens.
He was supposed to call us in at half past the hour, so we're still waiting for him. He's actually this week Supposedly in Texas at another one of his hotel properties.
He is currently doing our Bram Eisenthal imitation, being late for the microphone.
Yes, he listened last week and the week before, and he thought that was the way things were done.
The first time I ever heard of Denny Heron, that's when I first got interested in hockey here in Montreal. And, of course, he was a goaltender for the Canadiens. Of course, the moment I got interested in hockey, the Canadiens' five-year winning streak of Stanley Cups was snapped at four. They were going to go for the drive for five way back when. That is why they lost the Cup.
Oh, yes. As soon as Willenbeck said, yeah. Boy, that is what I my favorite team. So
well,
anything.
Certainly, yes, yes. Well, I was playing hockey out in the out in the street, the small Crescent Street where we used to live. And built myself a little hockey net, and I'm wearing a Montreal Canadiens jersey. And what would you think I was doing? Well, Norm. Norm. I got to tell you about Norm. You'll hear about him a lot. The great Norm, influence on us, came up to me. Very first word he said to me was, "Do you like hockey?"
Oh, Mr. Observance himself.
And then his very
we all have neighbors
comment
like Norm.
Was, "I hate the Canadiens." And I figured, okay, he wants to be my friend, does he? From there was born a friendship that has lasted ever.
We still know him. We still have him in our lives.
Anyway, so that was...
I just want to bring it back to Florida for a minute. Just I think, America, watch out, I was going to say, because the Montreal Expos, a Canadian baseball team, I think they have a pretty good shot at maybe going for a pennant this year.
Yeah, I heard that. They're doing good, aren't they?
Great spring training for them.
Yeah, Mark McGwire says his favorite player in the majors is the Montreal's hitter, Vladimir Guerrero, who plays out in the field, who had 43 home runs last year. And I think he's near the top in spring training as far as the number of home runs.
Oh, yes, he's having a great spring training this year as well. The lineup is pretty well set for beginning of the season and a good chance for a wild card spot in the pennant race this year.
Well, definitely.
Yeah, and watch out for the team from my hometown, the Toronto Blue Jays. They're building up to, now as you know, Toronto's won a couple of World Series already.
Mm-hmm.
We've won two of them. Montreal, not even close, of course.
That's right.
But
well, in the strike-shortened season, that was the year that it was going to be, but...
every year there's an excuse.
There's always an excuse. Well, we should know all the excuses, right?
At least 33 of them why you can't go to Vermont.
So Vic, why are you not coming to Vermont with us?
Where's the top 10 list?
Yeah. So, you know, I'm all traveled out. I right now I'm working. You mentioned Texas earlier on the show. I'm planning a trip to Texas in the next month or so. I've never visited that state. I've flown over it, and I've changed planes in Dallas and Houston, but I've always wanted to see San Antonio. I love American history. As you know, I'm a Civil War buff. But there, it's the Alamo. Remember the Alamo. And that goes way before the Civil War. And so I want to see San Antonio. And I'm hoping to spend a few days there in maybe May. I'm not sure yet, but maybe in May we'll get to San Antonio. So that's why I'm not going to Vermont with you. I still haven't unpacked my suitcases. I mean, in the last few weeks I've been to Arizona twice, Florida once. Richmond, Virginia. I mean, we've been everywhere.
Everywhere.
Oh, it's a tough job.
Too many places.
Somebody's got to do it.
Well, we're off. Willem and I are off 13th to the 17th of April to Iceland. Got the confirmation that the seats on the aircraft were set aside
for us.
We're
from Montreal, where it gets to be minus 30 about 2 days out of the winter. It's usually about, minus 10 Celsius. So it's more like, in the high 20s?
Well, the weather is supposed to be in April in Iceland, approximately 40 to 45 degrees Fahrenheit.
Yeah, warmer than Washington, D.C., they say.
Yeah. Well, Washington in April gets up into the 60s, 70s. It stays warm. But
it's warm here today.
But
holy
it's
cow.
A seasonal temperature in Iceland.
They say there's 45 golf courses in Iceland.
Yeah, and very unique terrain and the geysers, the rock formations.
I am looking
forward
to this. I saw that video, and you would never have thought about Iceland. But holy macaronis, that looks like a really nice place to go. And plus, if the food is too weird, Steve, they have how many Subway
sandwich
shops?
There are 8 Subway sub shops, the most per capita anywhere in the world. So for a population of less than 100,000 people to have 8 Subway shops.
See, you can actually work on your Taibo when you're at the Subway workshop. You ever see
that? I've seen those, the commercials. And the other specialties in Iceland, I know you'll be dining on these. World-renowned seafood and the lamb. Those are the two things.
Burger, pass me the burger, Barry.
Yeah, they're going to be served.
Yeah. I want you fellas to behave when you're in Iceland. Maybe one statistic you never mentioned, that of the 100,000 people, they're considered the most beautiful, the most attractive people in the world.
I noticed that most of the women are pregnant, so
tall,
gives you an idea.
Blonde, green-eyed, and blue-eyed.
Ooh,
and
yes.
Some 10,000 of them, over the years, have settled in Winnipeg, Manitoba, one of our western provinces.
Winnipeg?
They moved there.
They moved to Winnipeg.
What for?
They also moved to the Minneapolis area, Milwaukee region. This was at the turn of the century. There was a volcanic eruption, and approximately 15% of the population of Iceland just left for North America, and they settled in the Midwest, Manitoba, and Minnesota. Oh,
okay. Well, I can understand Minnesota and Milwaukee. It's a beautiful place, but Winnipeg?
Well, I guess they thought, compared maybe to what Iceland was at the turn of the century, it was a big town.
Winterpeg. Well, I suppose. I mean, goodness gracious. I mean, we complain about winters here in Montreal, but and they're relatively mild. I mean, the average temperature here in the winter goes in Fahrenheit, somewhere in the neighborhood of the mid-20s. But in Winnipeg, oh, you can freeze your royal Rastafarian nenes off.
You've got that continental extreme temperatures being in the middle of the country, and this is the same very extremes that you get when you go to Chicago or anywhere in the Midwest. It'll be very cold, very windy, very bitterly cold, wind chill factor in the middle of winter, and then in the middle of summer it is so boiling hot, it scorches the earth.
I mean,
you walk on.
We call it Winterpeg for a reason. There's that. The only place worse than Winnipeg is Saskatchewan.
Now, well, I haven't been to Saskatchewan. I have been to Winnipeg, and I was not overly impressed during
my visit. They say that Saskatchewan is an Indian word, means help, get me out of here.
Oh, Hudson Foga was on talking about it, his home province.
I rest my case.
And he enjoyed the fishing. He said he only spoke around 7 words in an entire day.
Actually, that was on our Liberty Works promo tape.
Yes, that's the promo tape that was being sent around to the affiliates, that Hudson Foga's visit to Saskatchewan.
Actually, you know, the segment that Hudson Foga, former newscaster of CIQC, did on Travel World was not really representative of Hudson, because he's a far more lively guy than he came off on Travel World.
On the show, but he has...
I've been to Saskatchewan a number of times, and in the winter I've been there in the dead of winter.
Good where I choice had to go, of words.
Where I went curling on curling bonspiels. For Americans who don't know what curling is, that's that stupid sport where you throw a rock down the ice and you sweep in front of it with a broom. But I used to go on curling bonspiels, and then when I was a journalist, a full-time journalist, I traveled to Regina, Saskatchewan, where they have the Royal Canadian Mounted Police College. So everybody knows about the RCMP, and that's where every RCMP officer has to go for his training. And I spent a few weeks at that college as a journalist, following the training of women, the year they allowed women into the RCMP. And that, again, was in the dead of winter. I froze myself, but I was single at the time and fell in love with a beautiful cop.
You know something? It's funny you should put it quite that way, Vic. It's funny because, that was after the frisking. But it's amazing how the mounted police are in a place called Regina. Or am I the only one who laughs at that word?
I think you're the only one, because you've got a twisted, warped sense of humor.
Yes, but you got it.
Yes, because my mind is in the same place.
The gutter. Gutter, that is.
To this day, I still get excited if a woman has a gun in her purse.
Or is she just happy to see you?
that was his reaction.
That would be the women from Toronto, right?
Oh, the fun continues.
By the way, in
continues.
Toronto, you know, Americans tend to think, well, on the weather forecasts on CNN, they're always saying cold air blowing down from Canada. Well, no one stopped golfing yet this year in Toronto. The temperature today is 70 degrees. It's sunny. And right after this broadcast, I'm hitting the links. I'm going to go play maybe 9 holes today. And if you're looking for a great place to visit another city, come on to my city. This is definitely a major league city. As you know, we're doing well in the National Basketball Association, the Toronto Raptors, with Carter, one of the leading point getters. We've got the Toronto Maple Leafs of the NHL. And we're 1 hour's drive from Rich Stadium in Buffalo, where the Buffalo Bills play NFL football. So this is just another great city to visit.
Oh, a lot of great things out on the road. I'll let you get to your golf game, Vic Phillips. And thanks for joining us, talking about Palm Beach County and a few of your other travels this morning on Travel World. And when we continue, if Denny Heron doesn't get through on the line, well, Willem and I will talk about some of our favorite trips, past and present.
I'm looking forward to that.
The Life and Times of Willem Backus and Steven Pickford.
I'm looking forward to that. Stick around.
That would be an R-rated movie now, wouldn't it, Steve?
Yeah, triple
well,
X.
Join us for more Travel World following the break on Travel World, produced by the NASCOR Marketing Company in Montreal on the Liberty Works radio network across America via satellite. Across America via satellite.
You guys are insane.
Travel World will continue.
Travel World Radio Show.
Who gave away 80 cents today? Would it make a difference? It would if you gave it to a child in Latin America or Africa, where 80 cents a day can mean life itself for an innocent girl or boy. Isn't that reason enough to become a Christian Children's Fund sponsor? Call 1-800-718-1- Fact. The Constitution of the United States of America requires that every state within the Union make only gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts. According to those who wrote the Constitution, this was written to prevent the use of paper money. The Save a Patriot Fellowship is a full-service organization with members in all 50 states. Visit the fellowship website at www.saveapatriot.org. That's www.save-a-patriot.org. And call 410-857-4441. Or write to SAP, P.O. Box 91, Westminster, Maryland, 21158 for more information.
I don't get it.
What?
How'd you find the time to read all those books?
I listen to books, audiobooks, while I'm in my car, working out, even walking. My audiobooks go where I go.
Smart.
Not half as smart as Audiobook Club.
Join Audiobook Club now and get any four best-selling audiobooks for just 99 cents. Thousands of best-selling authors to choose from, like John Grisham, Danielle Steele, John Gray, Stephen Covey, and more. There's something for everyone. Call 800-311-2005 now.
Discounts up to 70% off publishers' prices. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Get four audiobooks for 99 cents, plus shipping and handling. All major credit cards accepted. All we ask is that you buy four more in 2 years at regular club prices. That's up to $120 in audiobooks for just 99 cents.
And that's not smart, it's brilliant.
Call 800-311-2005. That's 800-311-2005. Call now.
Listen, it's okay to hassle with a handheld trimmer now and then, or even a small wheels mower, as long as you stick to short grass. But now you can have the best of both machines in the revolutionary two machines in one DR trimmer mower. First, the DR is a trimmer that rolls light as a feather on two big wheels. That takes the load off your back while you do all your trimming. Second, the DR is a heavy-duty bladeless mower. It clears rough areas, roadside ditches, tall weeds, brambles, even wet grass without clogging. There's no steel blade to bend or dull. So now, with this one machine, you can take control of your property like never before with the revolutionary two machines in one DR trimmer mower.
That's
call
right.
Toll free 1-800-297-4411.
No,
that's
another minute.
297-4411 for your big
you
color
sure?
catalog
one more
and free video.
No, 10
all
seconds.
All about the revolutionary two machines in one DR trimmer mower.
I'm in pain.
Well, I want to hear you sing.
I want to have sex on the beach.
Yeah!
Oh,
Ah, yes, The Life and Times of Willem Back is in Stephen Pickford. Oh, my goodness.
As we continue up to the hour here on Travel World and the Liberty Works Radio Network, we were waiting for Denny Heron to call in. Well, I guess he isn't, so I'll tell
we
you
we have now inducted Denny Heron in the Bram Eisenthal Travel World Hall of Shame.
The Hall of Tardiness, sponsored by, I don't know who would sponsor, oh, Continental Airlines, the Hall of Tardiness.
Eastern Airlines. We were leaving for Florida. Remember that time we left for Florida? And we're
heading down to Fort
up.
Lauderdale. We were going to at that time. We were supposed to take 7:15 in the morning flight, stop in New York, change in Atlanta, and we get there. Tough luck. We called you the night before and told you the flight was canceled. No, you didn't.
Remember the time we were on Delta? Don't ever land there again, Delta.
Yeah.
Anyway, we saw the Eastern plane taxi by, and it was on time. And Steve said, "No, that's last night's flight."
And well, they gave new meaning to the expression. Operating on Eastern time. It usually meant like an hour, two hours, 3 hours late.
It was a flight number 544 that would arrive in the afternoon. We had this in-joke going about if it was 544 Eastern time, it means you're bloody late.
Yeah, it was the, I think it was supposed to leave LaGuardia around 5 in the afternoon. It was always like 2-3 hours late. You could have traveled from New York to Montreal or vice versa faster by taking the bus.
Well, Denny also won I got Denny Heron on the brain. We had Eastern Airlines, then they also won the Congeniality Award. Of course, we showed up, and he goes, "There's the world travelers now."
Oh, yes, Lou Brunsma, who was the gate agent, ticket agent here in Montreal, and was not Mr. Congeniality.
Do you remember we flew down with that woman, Susan Clendenning? And, of course, the flight, this guy had a heart attack on the flight. And so they had to drop us down from, it was 39,000 feet.
We were at 39,000 feet.
Straight down.
15 minutes to land. After we'd taken off from LaGuardia, and we had to land at Norfolk, Virginia.
Norfolk, Virginia. Anyway, Susan has a fit in the plane. I hope he's okay. And so, no, seriously, Susan, we all hope he dies. I mean, come on, knock it off.
Oh, she was. I think that was a ploy so she could move up to the first class cabin. They moved her out of there pretty quickly.
No, they had to put her somewhere. I think they put her in the lavatory.
Yes. Well, maybe when they stopped in Norfolk, they found a place in the cargo hold with the dogs and cats. Actually, a gentleman I knew at the time, his name was Rob Gibson, and he'd enrolled his dog into the Eastern Airlines Frequent Flyer Program, One Pass, and because it said must be a resident of the United States and Canada. There was nothing in the regulations which said must be a human being. So he argued very successfully that his dog and his cat resided in the United States. So why couldn't they get the benefits of the One Pass program? So they were smart. I mean, you know, they had a lot of corporate lawyers looked at this, and they didn't want to expend too much time or energy. So they said, well, fine, but it has to be for, read the rest of the fine print, that the awards are transferable only to your blood relatives. So you could not redeem the free ticket you got for shipping your
pet. Well, there are certain parts of this country, Stephen, where...
Well, yeah, I'm not getting into that. We don't plan on visiting them. Some places in the hidden recesses of the mountains, but
yes.
Or even in New England, as we've heard. But
well, hidden recesses of the mountain, that could also that could describe some women that we know.
Yeah, well, they live in Michigan, but...
no, that would be
very... I'll leave that to our friend Mitch to explain that to us a little bit more. But when we were... There's this fellow, Rob, Rob Gibson. He ended up getting free tickets or free kennel passage for his dogs and cats. He thought he would be a wise guy and get his dog, you know, so Rover, I would like to give my master a free ticket, and he would ship his dog for $50 in a kennel and get a free first-class ticket to South America. No, it doesn't work that way, pal.
Didn't Vic Phillips... Vasquez tried to mail himself.
That's what urban legend has it, I think.
From Toronto to Montreal to save on airfare one time. It used to cost upwards of $500 fly from Montreal to Toronto.
It's even higher now, $700. We don't have any carriers like AirTran or Southwest flying here with $65 fares.
We want Southwest.
Oh, Southwest is coming to Albany, New York, beginning in May. And May and June, they're starting service. They're spreading eastwards. Their big hub in Baltimore, that was their first spot when they went to, as an eastern carrier. They went into Baltimore, and now they're in points of Providence, Rhode Island, serving the Boston market, Manchester. to New Hampshire, serving the Boston market.
Manchester.
So if you're in a Taunton and Beverly and Woonsocket, you've got Southwest Service already connecting you down to Baltimore and then through Baltimore.
That's another trip we're planning to do. At the end of April, we're headed down to South Vermont.
Southern Vermont.
Bennington.
1-877-SO-VERMONT is their number. Yeah. Down in the Bennington area, Bennington Monument, the birthplace of the state of Vermont. So it goes back to the Revolutionary War. A lot of history. A lot of patriots fought there. And
yes, patriots. For Liberty Works. Yes.
And we'll be staying at the Henry House Inn. I checked it out on the internet. www.henryhouseinn.com. 5 rooms and built around the Revolutionary War era, with 4-poster beds and a lot of antiques and a bed and breakfast that captures a romantic getaway atmosphere.
Ooh, that's nice.
Overlooking a little stream and a covered bridge. So the quintessential Vermont at the Henry House Inn in North Bennington, Vermont.
And speaking of New England, we also want to welcome back to Montreal Manny Witt and the New England Tourism Center, also known as the Canada Tourism Center. He handles both Canada and New England.
He plays both ways, yes.
Yes, he plays both ways, Manny does, yes. And he takes off his shirt and says he's Super Manny, right? But they came back from a sales mission. They went through Syracuse, Albany, and then Hartford, Manchester, and they came back. This they did in 4 days, believe it or not.
Five cities in 4 days. I mean, Manny Witt is a dynamo.
Oh, a dynamo is right. Hardworking troop of people, and they came back, so we want to welcome them back to Montreal from a successful trip that they took into in New England and upstate New York, selling Canada.
Yeah, he does it both ways. He's always on the road. He's always trying to promote New England to Canadians, promoting Canada to Americans. A goodwill ambassador for the tourism industry.
Well, that's for sure. Yeah, definitely. So, anyway, Steve, so next week, what's on the menu?
Well, next week we're going to have Margot Classe. She's written another one of her
books. Traveling through Europe.
She has her book out, Hotels in France, with travel tips on rail, picking hotels, some of the, they're 1-, 2-, 3-star properties that you wouldn't necessarily know about because they're not chain hotels. And she has the phone numbers and the contact information. One of the collaborators on the book was Giovanni Brewer. Jim Brewer is working as one. Wonders everywhere, and I'm not making that up, but Evelyn Hannon, Erica M's mother, is also a collaborator, is thanked as a collaborator on that book. And so
M is known in Canada as one of our one of the VJs on Music Plus,
and of course
Much Music, which is our version of MTV,
and of course that's a moniker, an on-air moniker.
Moniker Lewinsky.
It actually stands for the last name actually stands for Evelyn Hannon Mychowski, so her mother's initials. You could always win in a trivia game one day by knowing what somebody's moniker is made out of.
Oh, hey. Yes, like the moniker that we gave to Avery Haines, the bad girl Canadian television.
Oh, yes. Well, somebody was actually listening. Harvey Mandelkorn. He was listening down in Maryland, and he wrote in. He's a transplanted Torontonian, as he describes himself, and he moved down to Maryland. And he was listening to Liberty Works down there and heard Avery Haines do a report on family travel down to Jamaica, and it made RadioDigest.com. And if you're looking on the internet and want to hear the whole scoop on the radio business, the ins and outs and some of the things people don't want to tell you about, RadioDigest.com is the site.
Oh, yes. Radio Digest. Northeastern Radio Review.
Northeast Radio Review. Scott Feibusch out of Upper New York State as well has a great site out. And next week as well, Jerry Wagshall, Toronto broadcast journalist from CBC's Fifth Estate. He's going to be down in J Peak, Vermont.
He went from W5 to the Fifth Estate?
Yes. And, I don't know whether that's an improvement or a deeper. I don't know. But he's an award-winning journalist, and he's down J Peak.
He's with the Canadian Broadcorp in Castration. So
J Peak, Vermont, next week with Jerry Wagshall, Margot Classe on Europe, and maybe if we cross our fingers, pray, get on our knees, and beg, we might have Cynthia Fodor talk about Myrtle Beach, and she was there for spring break.
So that is your fantasy: getting up on your knees and begging in front of that woman. while she's dressed in leather and wielding a whip, perhaps.
You can always dream. Dreaming and travel, that's what they go hand in hand, don't they? Hand in hand, travels and dreams and getting around.
Well, this is what we want to ask Denny Heron about, his goals and dreams. Oh, he's a goaltender and dreams of
past glory. Oh, boy, and playing on words. So that's next Saturday, 11 a.m. Eastern, 8 a.m. Pacific, for the Travel World Radio Show across America via satellite on the Voice of Truth and Broadcasting, the Liberty Works Radio Network.
I'm Willem Backus.
I'm Stephen Pickford.
I'm Art Moskovic.
Join us again next week for another edition of Travel World. I've seen your face 100 times. Travel World is produced in Montreal by the NASCOR Marketing Company.
News, information, and entertainment.
Thank you, gentlemen.